Well, I want to try and finish up with the message I began. Walk, stand, sit. Walk, stand, sit. We said walk, stand, sit are spiritual positions we take in Christ, or we take by virtue of Christ's works, so that we can be blessed. The Bible says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. And so we said, we don't sit, we don't walk, we don't stand, we don't sit in certain places. But where should we sit? Where should we walk? Where should we stand? That's what we are looking at. So there are spiritual positions you take. And when you take those spiritual positions, you are certainly going to be blessed. So we've looked at it, and I don't intend to go back. We've been handling this for some time. And we have looked at it, and we've looked at the walking. The walking is in the cross. When we remember the cross, we will walk worthy of God. Walking worthy of God because of the cross. And the key is remembering the cross. And when you remember the cross, there are many things that it has to do. We talked about that last Wednesday. The second part is standing in the place where Christ has fulfilled for us by his resurrection. By his resurrection. Resurrection power. He came out, justified us to live. So we have the right to live right, to live boldly, to live confidently, to live by faith, to do things because he is risen. When Christ rose up, it was a joyous news, and confidence came to his people. Why? Because the resurrection power is an evidence of the fact that he has justified us to live our lives. So we stand in those justification, we take our position in them, and we become victorious, and we become blessed, and we become confident in all things. And now today I want to finish up by talking about sitting. We don't sit in the seat of the scornful, but we sit, like we said, when we look at Jesus Christ ascending to heavens and is seated at the right hand of the Father. That is where we sit. We sit with him in heavenly places. Every believer must know that though you are walking on earth, spiritually you are seated in heaven. And that position guarantees you some things that you must have by all means. You must have them. And I will believe God to be able to share with you a few of them. So we walk by our calling in Christ. We stand in our justification by the resurrection power of Jesus, and we sit in glory with him by his ascension and sitting at the right hand of God the Father. Let me read our text for today, Ephesians chapter 2, the verse 6 and 7. And I think that we are beginning to gather in church, so we'll do our usual things when we are taking our first reading by standing. Let's just remember, we are going back to our normal ways. This is not a new normal. It is only temporal. Very soon, all these masks will have to leave us so that we can praise God and see ourselves smiling and shouting again. Amen. So the Bible says, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He's talking about us when he saved us. When Christ died and rose again, he raised us together. And then now he made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And look at the verse 7. What is the reason? The reason that in the ages to come, there are two expressions in the Bible, ages to come and the ages past. Ages to come is our future. In the ages to come, in our future, in our destiny, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. So that is where we find that we are glorified with him when we sit with him. Because when we sit there with him, in the ages to come, he will show his the exceeding riches of his grace by his kindness in us. Amen. Shall we be seated? So we are seated with him in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. Here, there is a seat. There is a seat. There is a seat. Now, that's my daughter, so please, you push your relax. She can walk here and take pictures. That's Olga. Pastor Connie, that's Olga, yeah. So, she's the new camera woman here. So, she's not a stranger. All right. So here there is a seat. You see, the Bible says, blessed is the man that does not sit in the seat of the scornful. The seat is a comfortable position to take. Now, the seat here is the throne of God, where Jesus is seated, and we are sitting together with him in heavenly places. There is a seat for us. So we are sitting together with him. The Bible calls it the throne of grace. Why? So that we will be glorified with him. But whilst we are on earth here, the desire of God is that your glorification will start from here. Can I hear somebody say a big amen to that? Of course, you can't shout it, but your hand can say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to be glorified. Now, another word for to be glorified is to be manifested. Another word to be glorified is to have the experience of God here on earth. That you experience the reality of God here on earth. Another way of saying it is the exhibition of Christ or exhibiting God. That means people will look at you and they see something about God. People will look at you, they see the power of God. They see something great about God in you or coming out of you. God wants us to come to the place where our lives on earth are not just lives that we are living for ourselves, but that there is something that is emanating, coming forth, showing forth, blessing humanity, touching lives, healing people, raising the dead, raising the crippled. God wants something to come out of us. And by that, he made us to sit together with Christ in heavenly places. So Ephesians chapter 1, the verse 20 to 23. This is how it puts it. And I like that one because it puts it so well so that we will understand what this glorification is. He said, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. In heavenly places. It continues. Far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. Look at the verse 22. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. The verse 23 says, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So Christ rose up, what, ascended into heaven, took the seat at the right hand of the Father, far above. The reason is so that he will be far above every power, every principality. Everything has been put under his feet. So when we are sitting there with him, in ages to come, God wants you to see everything under your feet. The devil is under your feet. The enemy is under your feet. Poverty is under your feet. Sickness is under your feet. Am I hearing somebody waving to the Lord? Because you know what the Lord has done for you. You are not just sitting there. You see, it's not a position you take for granted. Because it has a lot of blessing to you and your environment. That is why you are indestructible. That is why the devil will fear you. That is why witches will fear you. That is why when you appear anywhere, they know who you are. Why? Because they see where you are sitting. And when they know who you are, because they see where you are sitting, they can only try to frighten you. And when you get frightened, then they get you. But that is not you. I see you taking your position, sitting together with Christ in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. I like that. So when Jesus sat there, he was given a position that was far above principalities and powers. That means that when you sit together, and that's why the Bible says in the verse 22 and the 23, that he was made the head of the church, which is his body, so that the fullness of what he is shall fill all of us. May you be filled with all the fullness of Jesus Christ. May you see power emanating in your life. May sick people come around you. You pray for them. May they be healed. May cripples be raised. May dead people be raised. May the power of God be seen out of your life. May your word bring healing and deliverance to people that are around you. Can I hear somebody shout a big amen? So the Bible says something I like. In 1 John chapter 4, the verse 17. It says, herein is our love made perfect, my God. Our love is made perfect in this way. This is how our love is made perfect. 1 John chapter 4, the verse 17. This is how our love is made perfect. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Our love is made perfect so that we will have boldness in the day of judgment. I wouldn't have more time to explain this because of the time. But one day I'll pick it up to tell you why in the day of judgment. You will have boldness. When your love has been perfected and great things have been done here through your life, you will go to heaven bold, confident, knowing that you did all this through the name which is above every name that has saved you. Amen? Because as he is, so are we in this world. As Jesus is. Now, he didn't say as he was. If he had said as he was, you'd be thinking about when he was walking on earth. But he's saying as he is present. Where is Jesus? He's sitting in heaven at the right hand of Father, in glory, in power. Every enemy is under his foot. So as he is, as he is, as he is, so are we here in this world. Why? Because we are sitting together with him in spiritual places, and we are roaming here as actually his battle us. So when you look at this thing critically, ladies and gentlemen, it means you and me are supposed to walk in some glory here on this earth that no devil, no witch, no power of the enemy can stand. And today I announce to somebody, by this knowledge, you are rising up to your position. You are taking everything that is yours. Whatever the enemy has taken, you are taking it back. Whatever the devil has destroyed, you are building it back. Whatever the enemy has cast out, you are coming to do it back. Your words will build it. Your life will show it forth. Receive that in the name of Jesus. I announce to somebody, anything the devil is doing in your life is canceled today. In Jesus' name. Because you are sitting in the heavenly places. Far above. As he is, so are you here on this earth. Come on, somebody, put your feet, 2 feet together on the ground and tell me, I step on the devil. I step on any power of the enemy. Witches have no power over me. No devil has power over me. Come on, give it up to the Lord by clapping unto him. As he is, so are we. So are we. As he is, so are we. Amen. Jesus, when he was on earth, he told his disciples that greater works, let me say how it is in the scriptures. John chapter 14, the verse 12. This is how he put it. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do. Just hold on there for a moment. He that believes in me, the works that I do shall he do. And greater works will he do than this will he do. Look at the reason. Because I go unto my Father. The reason why that is possible It's because Jesus is up there. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Because I go, you will do greater works. Oh, listen to me. That enemy that is facing you is supposed to be under your feet. From today, we anoint you spiritually. Go back and conquer that enemy. Go and conquer. Because I go to the Father. So taking that position was very important. I will give you some examples. And I'm going to use the example to show you too, how you can be seated in the heavenly places, or how you can take your position in heavenly places. Remember, when we got to the cross, I told you, remember. We got to the resurrection. I said, remembrance. This one is beholding and identification. If you want to be glorified, you must continue to behold that position and identify with it. And I'm going to show you that from the scriptures. The Bible talks about a man called Stephen, the first martyr of the church. Stephen was killed by the enemies of the church. And he preached one of the longest sermons that has ever been preached. Very powerful sermon, from Genesis to Revelation. Some of you say we keep long. Wait until Stephen comes back to life. Amen. But Stephen preached so powerfully that he convicted his people, and they didn't know what to do with him. So they decided to go and stone him. And when they were stoning him, the Bible says Stephen said something, and I want to pick what he said. Stephen lifted up his eyes and he said, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. So when he raised his eyes, he saw Jesus whilst they were stoning him. Instead of cursing them, he was blessing them. This is something only Jesus had done. You know, Jesus was the one who, when he was on the cross and people were laughing at him, he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what to do. You can never walk into that glory until you know where you are sitting. You see, when you know where you are sitting, you don't contend with these things. You see things people don't see. Others will see it as punishment. You see it as a blessing because of where you are sitting. Others will see it as wickedness, but you will see it as a way of glorifying God. You will see it. Listen, when you know where you are sitting, there are some things on earth that don't scratch you. They mean nothing to you. Let me not speak American English. They don't mean nothing to you. In British English, that's wrong. It means you are saying they mean something to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to me. So when he saw Jesus, listen, beholding Jesus, knowing where you are sitting, when you know where he's sitting, and you keep beholding it, it releases some energy in you to glorify God on earth. It releases a lot of power. It releases a lot of confidence. It releases a lot of miracles through you. Can you imagine a man they are killing, a human being they are killing, and he's busy blessing them? And that is how camp Paul was made. Some of us have killed all our enemies until there's no table before us God can set. I know there are enemies that must not exist. Let God show you those ones. But there are some of them who are common, some of them who die. You know why? Because God didn't plan that they should die. If they died, you have no table to be set. We cry over everything because we don't know where we are sitting and where we should operate from. I notice that when you are a Christian and you know where you are sitting, even death doesn't scare you. No, I know you didn't understand me. Or you are not ready for that. When you know where you are sitting, even death does not scare you. Death doesn't scare you. Because at the end of the day, you will prevail over death. Can I hear somebody say amen? So when he saw Jesus, Listen, our problem is that we think Jesus has died and he's gone. May you keep beholding him. Tell somebody, behold him. Behold, he comes. Beholding means continue to focus on that. Beholding. When you behold, I will show you later, you have to identify. The second example I want to give you is Elijah and Elisha. In 2 Kings chapter 2, from the verse 9 to 14, I won't read it, but I'll give you the story. When Elijah was about to be taken to heaven, Elisha was following him. Elisha was a servant following him. It's like Christ and Christians. Christ and Christians. Elijah, Elisha. And their names mean it. I can't talk about it now. The names mean the same. Like the way Christ is to the Christian. That's how Elijah is to Elisha. But Elisha was following Elijah, because God was about to take Elijah up. Just like Jesus was about to be taken up. And the Christians, his disciples, were following him into Galilee. And so Elisha followed Elijah. And they got to the Jordan River. And Elijah took his mantle, split the Jordan. They both walked across. And they got to the place where he had to be carried away. Then Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask me what you want." And Elisha said, "I want a double portion of your spirit." Now, understand that. I've told you here before. Indirectly, the spirit means anointing. But in this specific context, it's more than just the anointing. "I want your double portion of your spirit." And then Elijah told Elisha, "You have asked a hard thing. But when you see me go," tell someone, "when you see me." One of the biggest problems is that we don't behold. "When you see me go," what have you seen? Where are you looking? What is your eyes focused on? "When you see me go," when you see me go, he said, "you have asked a hard thing. But if you can see me go, then it shall be done." And indeed, Elisha followed keenly and was watching. Immediately the wild wind picked Elijah. He saw it. The Bible said he saw it. And when he saw it, how did he identify with it? He cried, "My father, my father!" And the chariots of Israel thereof. He identified with it immediately by calling him his father. When Jesus was with his disciples on earth, and they followed him to Galilee, and he was about to be taken up, he stood with them whilst he was talking. The heavens were open, like the way the Jordan was open. And he crossed, he went up. But he told them that, "I am going to my father. Don't leave. Go and wait for me. In 10 days' time, I will do something. The mantle that I carry will also come down. And you, the church, will pick up that mantle. And when you pick up the same mantle, what I did, twice, double, more than that, will you do?" I'm here to tell somebody, because he has taken that position, you cannot fail. I said you cannot fail. I said you cannot fail. Anything that is not working in you, may it begin to work from now. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, may your life be resuscitated. May your healing come speedily. May your blessing come speedily. May your upliftment come speedily. May your glorification come speedily. May you be manifested in the name of Jesus. Behold, identify. One of the problems is that we don't behold. We must keep seeing him sitting at the right hand, and we must identify with him, because that's where we are. "I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, far above principalities and powers. No witch, no devil, No sickness can bring me down. No coronavirus can bring me down. No devil can bring me down. No sickness can bring me down. Nothing can take my blessing. You know why? Because I am sitting in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers and dominion. Listen, today I reposition you. Take your place and let coronavirus advance itself. It can never come near your dwelling. I speak the blessing of the Lord upon your life. I speak the healing of God upon your life. I speak the upliftment of God upon your life. Be you lifted up! We are sitting somewhere. And believers must behold it. Beholding means continue to see yourself there. Identify yourself there. When you are going through anything, tell yourself, I'm sitting in high places with Christ Jesus, far above principalities and powers, and no devil, no sickness, no trouble shall come near me. Men who come against me will fall. 1,000 on my side, 10,000 by my right hand, but they will not come near me. That is your portion. I'm prophesying upon somebody's life. We are turning everything around your life for the better. Anything that is not working, we speak into it to work. Anything that is not standing, we speak into it to stand. Anything that is not working, we bless it and command it to work in the name of Jesus. We identify with it by putting ourselves there. It's not only Christ who is sitting there. The Bible says we are sitting together with him. Spiritually, your position is high. Why have you made yourself too earthly, too natural, and allow Satan, sickness, and trouble to disturb you? Why? Why have you allowed the devil around you to disturb your peace, to make you confused, to make you angry? Why have you allowed that small thing around you to bring you down low? That is not your place. You are taking your place in Christ Jesus. And from today, everything is under your feet. Can I hear somebody lift up your hands and put them together for the Lord Jesus? For the great thing for which he has done for us. We are never the same again. We are far above principalities. We are far above powers. We come against everything that is sitting against us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Revelation chapter 4, the verse 1 and 2. John the Apostle on the island of Patmos. He says, after this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were that of trumpets talking with me, which said, come up hither. Come up hither. Come up hither. And I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And the verse 2 says, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, and behold, and behold, and behold, and behold, a throne. You see, when we talk about taking your position, it's not physical, it's spiritual. And immediately, I was in the spirit. Why? Come up. Tell somebody, come up. Just do this. Tell somebody, come up. Look at somebody on your right and your left. Come up. Somebody at your back. Come up. Come up. Come on, do this. Come up. You are too earthly. Come up. Come on. Come on, do that. Come on. Come on, do that. I want to see. Do it to somebody. Tell somebody, come up. You know what? We need to learn how to come up quickly. We remain here too much. In every situation, when you learn to come up, and it's a spiritual position you take. He said, immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, he didn't go up physically. He was here on earth. I don't know what it is, but spiritually, immediately the scripture said, come up. He went into the spirit. He was in the spirit. And immediately, the throne was opened before him. May you see the throne and see Jesus on it. May your victory be established. May your healing be perfected. May your love become. May your healing and deliverance be brought to you, because you have come up quickly in the spirit realm and you are seen. We need to know how to come up. You can be on earth and come up. That is when your mind changes. Your mind is no more looking at things. Your eyes are not seeing things the way they are. Your mind does not interpret things the way you interpret them here with earthly reasons. You are reasoning like a man. There are things you don't have to reason like that. You need to come up. Come on, tell somebody, come up. Tell somebody, come up. You can come up. When you allow the Holy Spirit to take you, you will come up. When you allow your mind to be soaked in the Word of God, you will come up. When you allow prayer to envelop you, you will come up. But when you allow the things you see to disturb you, you will remain here. And when you are seeing things, you won't see the throne of God. And when you don't see the throne of God, the things that you must know so that you can become victorious don't come to you. They don't come to you. They don't come to you. But today I pray that you and me will take our spiritual position by coming up. In every situation, come up. Receive your inheritance in this year of Jubilee. I said, receive your inheritance in this year of Jubilee. May your healing and your deliverance come quickly. May your protection from coronavirus and every sickness, may it be granted unto you because of where you are sitting. May you be full of the blessings of Christ in your family, in your business, in your destiny. May you receive full blessings. Am I blessing somebody at all? Receive the special wisdom and understanding to handle the things that are around you. There are many things around you. May God give you special wisdom, special understanding. Why? Because you are sitting together with him in high places so that you can manage the things around you. The things around you shouldn't manage you, but receive wisdom to manage them. Receive understanding to know what to do. Receive strength and power to prevail over everything that is fighting your destiny, your business, your marriage, and your family. Receive strength. Receive power. Fight against anything. May you overcome every enemy. Overcome every enemy. Overcome anything that is resisting your destiny. Overcome everything that is resisting your enemy. Shall you stand on your feet? Thank you, Lord.